recommend no on it until they petition Poverty Gulch Road.
You say you're familiar with it. Is this the one off Jefferson?
No, off of Iowa Colony.
We've looked at that before.
Oh, this is the one that...
We could control the water down to a point, but Poverty Gulch is not ours to maintain, and we would be gutting that road.
And haven't they been told that
yes. We
need to have Poverty Gulch?
And they're supposed to be working on a petition, but there's one landowner down here being a little bit stubborn about it. So.
Still? Same one?
That was the last conversation I had.
This is the one that some individuals went out and personally helped?
Yeah, right there at the
driveway.
But until we can gain control of the water...
I thought we had that all taken care of on Poverty Gulch. Get with me and we'll go out there.
Table.
Yeah, let's table that. Move to table, Timber Ridge Circle.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Next one, Timberwolf Road and Gray Wolf and Wolf Trail Drive. They're all in the same area.
Timber Ridge Circle.
Okay.
I had recommended you can table it, but right here is where our current maintenance ends. And then there's a sign here that says Gray Wolf. Gray Wolf. If they've got it labeled as Fruit Farm Road from the red part to the red part where there is a gate that it is currently open, knowing that it cannot be closed. But this portion right here belongs to Big Cedar. I met with them yesterday. They said they would work with the developer to get it platted covered where they could access the subdivision down there.
So.
But,
is that property that was recently acquired, or they owned that for a while?
They've owned that for a while now.
All right.
The other deal, the amount of dwellings, like on Gray Wolf, there's only one.
And is that the one that there's a foundation going? Was it just one foundation that was going there?
I think that's all I noticed the other day.
Is this this area in front of planning and zoning for platted for nightly rentals?
There was some that came through for down in there, yes.
Okay. But there's a portion of the road that's not a platted road.
The main portion coming in to get to all of these is not platted, but...
So we can't access it.
Yeah.
Until Big Cedar.
It has got a recorded easement.
Is it a public easement or a private easement?
Huh?
It's a private easement for those people.
Yeah.
It's not a public easement.
So that's why I say it would need to be platted for public easement. Public use.
And that's what Jamie was willing to work with him on.
Correct.
Is that something we want to table to see if they get that figured out?
Yeah, I would recommend that.
Move to table Timber Wolf Road.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sorry, was Gray Wolf a part of that as well?
Yes. Timber Wolf, Gray Wolf, and Wolf Trail.
Move to table Gray Wolf and Wolf Trail Drive.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next three, They're all in the Spring Meadow subdivision. They're not up to the top of the curb, and they have a lot of subgrade issues.
Where's this at?
Across from Snap's funeral home.
Okay, down in there. Do we have any of those roads down in there?
Yeah.
All but this one?
All but this back loop.
What road are we on right now?
Spring Meadow Parkway, I think. Yeah. Okay. See how it needs to be brought up to the top of the curb?
All the other ones currently are?
Yes.
So when we took those, in, they already had that final layer put in.
To my knowledge, they did not.
The Wind Ridge road there. See, there's 12 homes on it.
That's the one we're on right now, and you can see the asphalt. Again, it's not brought up. There's a lot of alligator cracking. And then you get up to this point from here up, they had brought the pavement up because they didn't have any homes below from where we're driving now. So they just paved to that point.
And probably the developer was there then.
Mm-hmm.
And he's no longer around.
Well, there's a new one doing it now.
Oh, I see. So if they bring it up to the curb,
I would recommend them, you know, to go ahead and build out all the homes that they're going to, because that lower road is going to fall apart before they ever get all of that done due to the subgrade. Now, through here, it appears to be fine. I mean, that's doable on fixing.
Table them or deny them?
I would recommend tabling, and we'll send them a letter and see where they...
Move to table Spring Meadow Parkway, Windridge Road, and Whispering Meadows Parkway.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
The next group of roads is off of Fall Creek, and I don't know if you got the one question answered or not.
I mean, they can, we can't force them to do anything.
Right.
But we can request.
But did you ask Travis that if they want him to?
If they want to give us money, yes, they can. But our decision can't be based on whether or not they give us the money or not.
Well, I'd like,
when it says dwellings, is an apartment complex a dwelling? Or is each unit in the apartment complex a dwelling?
No, each unit.
Okay, so.
We base our decision on culverts and stuff that if they...
I would like to personally take you out there again, and we can drive it, and I can just show you what you may be familiar with it, I'm not sure. But the back portion back here, that part wasn't even included. It's down to right here, where it's flooded. The drainage starting from up here, we at some point have to go in between the homes, and at some point coming across here, and then you get into a big area right here. To me, it would have to be shot across here or behind the storage units.
So there's some other...
It would just pond up right here. Okay. There's nowhere to go.
Is there a retention area there at all? Or? So there's other things we need to get figured out before we...
Correct.
Okay.
And I would, depending on what you all's thoughts are, feel good about going back out and meeting with the homeowners again and seeing what they're willing to offer.
So table?
Yes. And I will get a hold of them.
Move to table Birchwood Circle 1, Birchwood Circle 2, Woodland Drive East, Woodland Drive North, Maple Leaf Drive, Woodland Drive West, and Forest Lane.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next one, Woodland Hills Drive. It's up on 160 by Whitetail Crossing area.
Now there's two or three new homes that's gone in. There's quite a bit more homes in there now than the five, isn't there? Do what?
Yes, there's at least I think there's two under construction down it right now.
And why is the cost so high on such a short distance there?
Because it would require an overlay.
An overlay.
And then
can you not chip and seal it?
The ditches,
are they? The ditches has got a lot of work. It could be chipped and sealed. I just don't feel that it would hold up too well due to the grade of it.
I've been on that road a few times. It's not, it has got right where you're at now is where it kind of gets steep. It's not, mm-hmm. What is it, probably 16?
It was right at that. Yes. On the right of where we're at right now, there's a new home being started.
So you got 1, 2, 3.
Mm. You said 16?
Down on
slope
the
slope was
left.
16. 4.
And then that one there is currently under construction.
And there's one at the bottom of the hill, right?
Should be one here to the right.
To the left, but...
Right here to the right, they've got a foundation.
And there's another one going
forward.
Yeah.
That one there is going to be, at first it would just be labor intensive with all the brush removal and getting the ditch lines established again. But once that is done, it would be on.
And you think the end result is overlaying to chip and seal?
Well, we could chip and seal it. I just don't feel it would hold up as good as a hot mat, but. Due to the grade of it and the curvature of it. It definitely wouldn't heard it. I mean, if you